a podcast consultant right in your backyard. That's right, Akron. It's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. I help podcasters. It's what I do. And you can use the coupon code Akron and go to schoolofpodcasting.com and save 20%. When you think podcasting, think School of Podcasting. Now let's see what's new in Akron. This is the Akron Podcast for October 12th, 2020. Our website, akronpodcast.com. If you're worried about voting and you want to vote in person, early voting is happening right now. It started October 6th. I voted today. I actually went to the 500 Grant Street location. And if you go out to vote411.org, you can find out if that's the closest place for you. The hours are 8 to 5, and then as it gets closer to election time, that's going to be from 8 to 6 and 8 to 7. And I do want to let you know that I went today thinking, hey, it's Columbus Day, most people are working, should be a short line. Went at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it took me an hour and 10 minutes from the minute I got in line. Now, to their credit, it looks like a really long line, because people are standing 6 feet across. Everybody had masks on. They escort people into the building, about 4 to 6 people at a time. And it seemed like new people were going in about every 2 minutes. So it wasn't horrible. Lucky for me, it was a nice day out today. And, you know, so bring some podcasts to listen to. It's going to be a while if you want to do that. Of course, you could always, on the website, if you got to vote411.org, they have all sorts of information about how to get a ballot if you want to go ahead of time. And if you haven't registered, you need to get registered. And just get out and vote. If you think your vote doesn't count, it does. Get out and vote today. The one thing I did vote on, that I'm not going to share who I voted for president and all the other people, but the one I think we should be voting on is issue 47. And we're going to talk about yet some more businesses today that were hit by COVID. And one of those that apparently is being hit is the Akron Zoo. And if you haven't been to the Akron Zoo, it's actually a really cool zoo and it has some great exhibits. And I know the actual people there. Many moons ago, I was a software instructor, and I got to kind of get a little behind the scenes. It's a great crew. It's a great location, and they really focus on two things: taking care of the animals and making sure they're in the best kind of environment available to them, but also making great exhibits so you can get as close to the animals as possible. And the number 47 on the ballot is for the Akron Zoo. So I would urge you to vote yes on issue 47. Speaking of things running out of money and running out of time, according to their website right now on October 12, 2020, if you go to 2020census.gov, it's not too late to complete this. And this is something that by saying, hey, I live here in Akron, Ohio, things like schools and roads and all sorts of things that the federal money gets distributed, and we get less if they don't think anyone lives here. So it's super important that you fill out the 2020 census, and the deadline for that is pretty much now. Get on that. It only takes seconds. I filled mine out when they first put them out. Again, go to 2020census, that's 2020census.gov. Oh, I hate sad news like this. If you are a fan of Louie's Bar and Grill, it's been a staple in the North Hill section of Akron for 28 years, and it's closing its doors for good on October 18th. That's just a few days from now. The family which owned it, they've operated it. It was once a really business establishment. It's on Glenwood Avenue in Akron. And of course, they cited the enduring effect of the coronavirus pandemic and the operating restrictions it brought to the restaurant. And really, one of the things that really killed it was when they started to put restrictions on how many people could be in the restaurant. And so on their Facebook, it says, as of October 18th, Louie's Bar and Grill will be closed. We've decided to close the business at this time due to the current issues with COVID-19. and the mandated seating capacity. We're very sad that it had to come to an end this way. So if you want to get a Louie burger, you got to get it now before the end of the week. Oh, you know where to go. AkronPodcast.com/events. What's going on? Well, tonight, August 13th, as I record this, Machine Gun Kelly and a whole bunch of people are at First Energy Stadium. Of course, right now at the Weathervane Playhouse, The Play That Goes Wrong is playing. So you can check that out. Check their website or, again, AkronPodcast.com/events. That will be going on through the month. The Steep Canyon Rangers, that is the band that backs up Steve Martin when he plays the banjo, is out at the Kent Stage. Also at the Kent Stage, August 17th, Al Stewart. August 21st, also at the Kent Stage, The Wallflowers. At Blossom on August 23rd is Korn with Evanescence. And then, I never knew this existed, you can actually go see a concert at Put-in Bay. It's called The Bash on the Bay, Brad Paisley, Jake Owen, and Blanco Brown. That's August 24th. And then at Blossom Music Center, also on August 24th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. For more information, go to AkronPodcast.com/events. Hey, since we're talking about depressing things, let's talk a little COVID-19, shall we? Right now, Summit County is at a level 2. We have 5,943 reported cases. That's 49 new. We have 769 hospitalizations. That's 2 new. And 258 deaths. That is unchanged. Akron City leaders are exploring a program that would offer city-owned, key point there, doorbell cameras to citizens living in private homes in what they called, put up your quotation marks, high crime areas of the city. Ward 5 Councilwoman Tara Mosley Sample said the program for the city-owned cameras would be completely voluntary and would likely involve homes in Wards 3, 4, 5, and parts of Ward 7. Mosley Sample, she said the cameras would be a great crime-fighting tool in helping to curtail the gun violence that claimed the lives of 6 Akron children during a 4-month period during the summer. Our residents don't feel safe, and they're concerned, Mosley Sample said. They don't feel safe, and they feel like if this security camera is going to keep them safe with their household structure, they would absolutely buy into a program such as this. The plan would be to target high crime areas. We can go to them and say, hey, there was a robbery next door. Is it okay for us to access the footage from your camera? We don't want them to feel like we're invading their privacy because we're not. As you might imagine, some Akron residents have privacy concerns. One woman, Regina Hairston, who is a mother of 4, responded to this proposal, expressing concerns about privacy in a Facebook post. She said, oh, absolutely. I think it's an invasion of someone's privacy, not just for the person who is actually getting it. It's a privacy issue for everyone who is coming to your house. These cameras, since they're owned by the city, can be viewed by city employees. So instead of being city-owned, what they should do is if they are, you know, if there's some sort of grant out there, offer the grants to the neighborhood and say, hey, if you would like a camera, you can go to this, this, and this. We have to find other outlets in order to find the security that we need, whether it be more more police in the neighborhoods or having a police station near you. So she's not real crazy about the video, you know, door kind of system. Now, Mosley Samples admits that there are many details that still need to be worked out. As she said, they'd like to have a series of public meetings on the plan to gather citizen input in the coming weeks. Well, that's good to hear. So those details are definitely going to have to be worked out. We've had people calling around the clock about shots fired, you know, and shooting in neighborhoods. A lot of the people who may have seen something won't say anything because they're afraid of retaliation. When it comes to cameras, I would hope our residents don't see it as problematic, but because we have a crime problem going on in our city. And so what this would mean is, in theory, if there's a shooting at, you know, 123 blah, blah, blah street, and there are cameras that the city owns, they could then pull the footage. It sounds like a good idea, but if you haven't watched the social media documentary on Netflix, you should. It's called The Social Dilemma, and it really, really, really makes you think. And if you have almost teenagers or small children, you really need to watch this before giving them a smartphone. According to WKSU.org, the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank is looking for volunteers as the Ohio National Guard wraps up its assignment. 42 members of the National Guard had been assigned to help with food distribution after the coronavirus pandemic began, and the number is down by half, and the rest will be redeployed by the end of the year. So, Katie Carver-Reed, who is the director of Network Partners and Programs at the food bank, says they need volunteers to take their place and to help with the increase in food insecurity in the community. There is an estimated 41% increase in food insecurity in our community because of COVID-19. So that's more people that we've seen, at least in the food bank's history, coming and needing food assistance, many of whom are coming for the very first time. So the food bank is looking for volunteers to help load food into recipients' vehicles and in kind of a drive-through style. To get involved, visit the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank website. I'll have links to that out at our website at akronpodcast.com. For more information on how to access the food bank resources, again, I'll have a link out at akronpodcast.com. Now, this last one is not a news about Akron, it's news about me. And if you're wondering, like, hey, Dave, I was kind of enjoying the Akron podcast and you kind of like just disappeared on us. Well, that's because I'm in the middle of phase two of a three-phase move. I actually currently live in Cuyahoga Falls, and I'm in the process of fixing up a house where I used to live in, you guessed it, Akron, Ohio. And this is a project that's taking on a lot of time and a lot of my resources, and so I haven't been able to create the podcast. But I want to let you know I'm not going away. I'm going to be very sporadic between now and December 1st. When all else fails, come December 1st, we should get back on a regular schedule. The other thing I have to be honest with, I started this podcast because I wanted to find out about things like Louie's Bar and Grill and all the local restaurants, all the local shops that we just don't know. Like, I didn't realize that we had all sorts of these different sports teams and things like that. And then COVID hit. And to be honest with you, I don't know that I have the mindset. Even today, when I looked at the news, it's, you know, children are being shot and all sorts of things. So there's part of me that wants to say, well, I could deliver some of the good news that's happening in our city. The problem is I have to sift through just gallons of depressing news of people being shot and COVID and people dying. And I'm not sure I'm cut out for that, to be honest with you. It's depressing. And so I was like, I just got to take a step back from this. And that's when I started my move. And so I am going to keep this up. I still like my original idea of spotlighting new businesses in our area. And like right now, we're talking about the food bank needs help. I think if we all can kind of come together and help our community when we know our community needs help. So it's something that even when it's going to be depressing, I'm going to be on here and telling you about it. But if you see me kind of get sporadic here between the end of October and the end of November, that's because I'm in the middle of A, picking up everything I own and moving it about 15 minutes south. And then I have to clean up my apartment and try to get my deposit back. So it's going to be very sporadic here going forward. But please note, I do enjoy doing the Akron podcast. I believe in the original idea of it, of spotlighting local leaders, local businesses, and just getting to know more about our city and becoming a resource for news, because we just don't get it on the main channels. And of course, there's great resources like the Beacon Journal and things like that. But some of us, well, You ask a 13-year-old what a newspaper is, and you're going to find out they're going to go, what? What do you mean? So thank you so much for being a listener of the Akron Podcast. You can subscribe to the show out at our website, akronpodcast.com. And that way, when a new episode comes, it automatically gets delivered to your device. AkronPodcast.com is the website. There's two ways you can help us. Number one, if you know somebody who would like this show, tell them, hey, have you heard the Akron Podcast yet? It's over at AkronPodcast.com. The second way is to go to AkronPodcast.com and click on the donate button and help us keep the lights on. Any donation is deeply appreciated. This is Dave Jackson reminding you that A is for Akron.